Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Do you ever see the Innocents?
Innocence. Oh, for fuck's sake, Carla, we're off to a bad start already.
Innocence. The innocence of like a meme of like a girlfriend boyfriend, right? Just yeah. Something like a small, silly, like, you know, girlfriend boyfriend meme, whatever. And then do you ever look into the comments and like there's so many men that are like, yeah, not anymore. Or like, must be nice. I wouldn't know. And then it like, and it's, you're kind of like, okay, Jesus. And then it gets like worse and worse. And it's like, yeah, it's such a pity all women are whores.
And that's why they have the time to leave these comments. Hello and you're very welcome along to the Unpopular Opinion Podcast. My name is Jen.
And I am Carla.
How the fuck are you, Carla?
I'm not looking great, Jen, but I'm
neither
here.
Neither am I. Yeah. It was a long night. Fia's gone nocturnal.
Oh no.
Stupid ass bitch. Stupid ass motherfucking bitch. So she just woke up for like 3 hours last night. She was like, hi.
Oh, wait, no.
She slept all day yesterday. I was like, who the fuck told you to do this? Like,
yeah, you're like poking her. Get up.
That's why you look how I feel and I feel how you look. Stateless. You have horns. I have the horns, tail. Yeah.
She's and got a tail.
I might have web feet as well. We just don't know.
It's giving Kelly Grabowski. You are. It's giving.
Oh, it fucking is, actually.
Yeah.
Thanks, love.
Now, low grade in a dressing gown, Kelly Kapowski, but Kelly Kapowski, nonetheless.
I'm never out of this dressing gown. I'm actually sweating. I'm going to take off the dressing gown. Right, what are we talking about this week, Carla?
All right, guys. So basically, I've wanted to talk about this for a little bit of time. And I think as well, we need to go into the softly, softly, slowly, slowly. But there has been a large trend, or not trend, but I suppose more people speaking out about young girls' makeup shopping. And something that kind of went a bit viral over, I would say, the Christmas period was definitely coming up on my algorithm a lot when I was in the States, because obviously I was like searching Sephora, is like this thing of quote unquote Sephora 10-year-olds. Mm-hmm. So what has effectively started happening and people are talking out a lot more is that younger and younger girls are shopping in Sephora. So this is something that we didn't really see when we were growing up, because number one, we didn't have a Sephora. And number two, we thought clear mascara was it and we were getting it free with a magazine. So it was a little different to how we were growing up. But I think it's opened a much wider, larger conversation about capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, like parenting. There's just so many kind of, there's a lot going on here. So I did put out a question box just to see. And I mean, we've had the largest response I think we've had for a long time, for a very yeah. long time. Because a lot of people have different opinions on this. I'm not a parent. You are.
Mm-hmm.
So we have two very varying, I would say, opinions. But there's a lot of like articles. There's a lot of, you know, quote unquote journalism kind of going on about this. And effectively, what has happened is a lot of Sephora and Ulta employees have come out saying that their stores are now overrun by children, and a lot of the times without supervision. And what that causes is a lot of mess, a lot of, I suppose, like a lot more work for them, kind of trying to clean them up and also get them away. Like if people are trying to shop, trying to like move them on from certain, like if you know the layout of these stores, they're all freestanding units, just one after the other after the other. So if there's like a gang of people around, it's very hard to kind of like penetrate and get what you're looking for. But I think it's also raised the issue of what young girls' hobbies are nowadays and why they're shopping like this. Because, you know, Sephora is high-end premium beauty shopping area. So
it's like our Brown Thomas.
Yeah, it's like, it's, you're not shopping there for cheaper makeup like you would be in, say, Boots, or over mm-hmm. there like you would be in Target or something like that. So that's kind of raised a lot of the issues. Also, a lot of the cashiers are saying that they're kind of relaying a lot of stories, which we'll chat about now. But they're also saying how rude they are. And a lot of other like shoppers, like say our age, millennials, a little bit older, older women are saying that like you have instances of gangs of girls like taking stuff out of their baskets and kind of like running up. Yeah, mad stuff, like really kind of mad stuff. And then it kind of brings up who's letting their kids go in there on their own, number one. And then number two, behave like that.
Mm.
So it's kind of nuanced. There's been a lot of pushback then on the other side of things from kind of parents and other voyeurs just being like, just because it wasn't cool when you were young doesn't mean it's not cool now. And younger girls are generally always trying to emulate an older audience. So mm-hmm. when they're going onto TikTok and they're watching these videos and they're watching everybody do Sephora hauls and, you know, getting certain blushers and getting all that other kind of stuff, that's, you know, that's what they're looking at nowadays. Back in the day, we were watching Gladiators again, or we were going into Claire's Accessories because that was the cool thing to do. But that doesn't necessarily mean that's the thing to do now. So we can't really judge it as what we used to do versus what they're doing now, or they're growing up too soon. Now, on the back of all that, that's kind of like the overview of the situation. But on the back of all that, and what is concerning to me as somebody who works in the beauty industry and who has been in the beauty industry for a long time, is a lot of products are for adults. Mm-hmm. Most products are for adults because that is who uses or needs to use active ingredients. So there's a lot of ingredients, like particularly retinol, that are kind of built into, like, retinol is a collagen boosting vitamin. It's vitamin A. It's like vitamin C, but again, it's an advanced one. It's an anti-aging.
Mm-hmm.
It is an anti-aging ingredient. So a 10-year-old doesn't need to use something with retinol in it. At number one, they're too young, and it can have implications on their skin barrier too. Because if you're using very active, very harsh ingredients, very young, that's why you have Calpol Baby. That's why you have things that are kids, you know, that's why you have like smaller doses. That's why they don't recommend that kids eat as many calories as adults. That's why they recommend that kids don't take as much paracetamol or medication mm-hmm. as adults, because their bodies are a lot smaller. And it's this game, like, it's not because their skin is smaller, but it's a lot to do with the fact that they haven't hit that peak yet. They don't need anti-aging ingredients. And there's
a lot of them. I was going to say, a lot of them creams actually have the age at the back of them, like suitable for 35 upwards kind of.
Yeah. And they're recommended. And I think the problem is as well, because like with places like TikTok and Instagram, there isn't a lot of education. And I think brands are really struggling nowadays as well, because it's very expensive to roll out education, like incredibly expensive. It's the number one, like it's the number one hit to your profit and loss in a business, is trying to get education into all your retailers and all that other kind of stuff. But also you're thinking about, like, say, for instance, staff turnover, and staff that are in those stores also have targets to hit. So sometimes they don't give a shite who's actually buying the product, as long as the product's being bought, as long as they're hitting their goal from it. So it kind of goes into this big machine, if you will. There's so many triggers to this, and it's a very nuanced topic. So that's why I did want to ask a lot of other people about what's going on, or their opinions on it, because I have my opinion from watching Sephora employees. Like, there was one very specific story where this girl works in Sephora, she's a Sephora cashier, and this mum came in with her two kids, and she was like, the two kids were brats the whole time they were in the store. They were brats, and she was given a budget of $500 to spend. And the sister was given a budget of, I think, $500 as well, or $700. But the sister was older. The $700 sister is older. Anyway, the kid gets to the till. She's ringing it up and it comes to like not like over $1,000.
Fuck.
And then the kid kind of starts arguing with her mum about this. And the mum's like, I gave you a limit. And she's like, well, I'm not putting it back.
What?
So the Sephora cashier is just like sitting there going... sitting there being like, this is insane. But also the Sephora cashier was like, she had a lot of doubles in the basket too. She had a lot of like double this cream and double this lip gloss and like just kind of very specific stuff. But also like in Sephora, you know, the average cost of something is probably around 50 quid.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're not actually like, it's not like this huge basket. Of, like, I mean, 10 products is a lot, but it isn't as say outlandish, but perfume, everything. So it ended up being this kind of argument between her and her mum. She ended up, I think she ended up spending in the end, I think $800. I think that's where they got to.
Fuck.
But sake. It was this kind of like, I think the Sephora employee was just like, what the fuck is going on here, lads? But also annoying for the Sephora employee because she's like refereeing this. What's going on?
Yeah, yeah.
You know? So that kind of video went viral. And then a lot of people were, you know, of course, in the comment section being like, what the fuck, but look, there's a lot of different, there's a lot to say about this topic, and that's why I wanted to put it out to everyone else, because you know, kids can only be kids, but kids are also learning everything that they are off what they're allowed to see.
Yeah, I know.
At the same time, you can't take away a like, you can't be like, no, you're not allowed TikTok, all your friends have TikTok, do you know?
Yeah, I know. Well, that's, I was going to say, the main difference is, because when you put that box out, I was like, blame the millennials, it's the screen time. Because if this wasn't on TikTok or YouTube or Shorts or anything like that, they wouldn't be. Like, I'm noticing Bobby, he's like repeating all of the stuff that he watches on YouTube Shorts, and it's just gamers and like the stuff that they say, like fucking skibbity toilet, and, you know, all this like mad stuff. And I'm like, it's just, it's kind of like, from my perspective, I kind of see where parents kind of, like, Bobby will only be quiet when he's on his phone, or like, it's not even his phone, sorry, for clarity, he doesn't have a phone. I have an old phone and I let him watch YouTube Shorts on it, and that's the music that I play in his room at night. He has like this egg light and it's the Bluetooth. It's just like a lullaby thing that I put in his room. That's the phone that we use for it, but he uses it for YouTube Shorts. And all of this sort of stuff comes up on it, but it's the only time Bobby will be quiet. Like, I feel like any parent, my mom was the same. I was a fucking mad thing as a child, and the only time I had a bottle, like a boppy, up until I was about 8 or 9, but I just had one boppy tea a day after school because my mom said, it's the only time you are quiet, Jen. I didn't fucking take the bottle off you because it was the only time you were quiet. I could come home and get a cup of tea or whatever. So I can see where parents kind of get that. It's like, oh yeah, please just get 5 minutes to get something done. I can see why they do screen time, because I know a lot of parents are against it. And I feel like those are the ones that are really fucking judgy and, you know, that kind of thing. Like, I don't think screen time necessarily, like, you have to move with the times as well. Because, like, at the same time, like, when I was growing up, I had a PlayStation. I was playing, like, Crash Bandicoot and stuff, whereas my ma would be like, Jesus, isn't it mad these days? It's like, no, you have to move with the times, you know what I mean? You can't, like you say, you can't not, can't tell your kid, no, you can't have TikTok when the rest of the kids have TikTok. But then this is what you're kind of faced with. But I kind of was thinking as well back to when I first started watching, like, makeup gurus and beauty influencers and stuff like that on YouTube, like Carly by Bell and, you know, all of them. I didn't realise at the time that they were getting all of that stuff free. And I don't think it's clear now either that most of the influencers that these, like, what are they called? Alpha influencers? Gen Alpha influencers? Gen Alpha,
yeah.
I don't think they realise that a lot of the stuff that they, like, I know that the, like, the, what's her name? Nicole Negreiro and stuff like that. Bat, go to bat, too!
Michaela Negreiro.
Michaela, yes.
That you're talking about Nicole, what's her name? She was back in the day. She was also a big famous, yeah. Kim Kardashian.
Nicole Guerrero, I think I was thinking of. Yeah. I was making names up. But, like, she will come on and go, like, ah, Maybelline sent me this! But I don't think it's, like, I don't think that's registering with Gen Alpha. Like, they still see it all and they're like, I need to do a haul.
See, I would disagree with you. I think they do know that they're getting these things for free, because I think it's obvious now, because I think everybody kind of has that, you know, that mentality. And I think that is why we've gotten, I just kind of had a browse at some of the stuff, but I know for a fact that a lot of kids that I would talk, like even teenagers that I would talk to, when you ask what they want to do when they grow up, they want to be an influencer for these reasons. Because obviously if you have like parents, like let's just say you come from a strict household and you are in school watching all this kind of stuff, all of your friends are very much in it, and your parents are like, don't give a shit, you're not getting drunk, elephant isn't, it's not happening for you, babe, you know. Yeah, yeah. Like, I don't give a shit. When that also kind of adds to this thing, well, I'd love to be an influencer then, because then I'll get it for free, and then I don't have to, like, number one, I don't have to ask my parents permission, and number two, I don't have to find money for it too.
Yeah,
you know. So I think that element, I think people know what influencers are nowadays, and that's why, sorry, I think children have more of the concept. You know who definitely doesn't have the concept? Boomer men.
Yeah.
Boomer men in comment rooms. Influenzas, you mean? You're really cool. You're so cool, Darren. Thanks for that one. You're absolutely deadly. Like, no, it's like, this is the, like, these are the, this is the problem with the world. This is like the issues with society, all these influenzas.
I just give it a rest, mate.
You're very quiet though when that Irish fighter is doing his bits. Super quiet. Yeah. Very quiet. Incredibly quiet. That's weird, isn't it? And I think that also brings into question, like, and I hate the phrase girlhood. I despise it, but
why do you hate the phrase?
I think it's mortifying. Oh, and I think a lot of, like, I think girl, like, I think it's not a phrase that should be, like, used as a trend.
Okay, right.
And put, like, you know, that's sink, that's just a little laugh over it. And it's like, girlhood is just me and the girls having, like, lavender cappuccinos. I'm just like, oh my God. How far from the Lord's light. Anyway, you know, it's a phrase, like womanhood and girlhood and things that people try to turn into trends. It does bug me, but we're not here to talk about that. We're here all day talking about it, Jesus. But I think that unfortunately men and boys do try to shit on a lot of what girls enjoy. And they try to make it out like that it's not cool. So anything that teenage girls like is automatically not cool anymore. Or is something that they feel like they've liberty to rip the piss out of.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's hard as well, because like when you're having this conversation, because like I was into beauty when I was younger, but I wasn't like in any way because I didn't have the access. Now, I think the way that I grew up, if you applied it to what's happening like nowadays, I think I would have had a lot of access to beauty because my mum worked in fashion. Yeah.
I was going to say.
Yeah. So I think I would have been probably one of these fucking annoying kids running around. I don't think I would have been allowed to be rude, but I also think that my mum would have been with me the whole time. And I think that's kind of like, that's just how that kind of part went. But again, I'm not a parent though. And as you said yourself, it is really hard. Like if you have a child that's not going to sit down or calm down without a screen, like personally, I'm like, oh, but I'm sure there's other things. But if they're just not going to if they're just not, then they're just not, you know. It's hard. Yeah. It's like, and also once you introduce it, how do you go back on that?
I know you can't. See, this is, I'm in a bit of a predicament at the minute, because like obviously Fia is literally a newborn, so it's like it doesn't apply to her, but, and it's kind of only starting with Bobby now, like he's 4, and he's like, he kind of looking at the YouTubers and stuff like that, and he's kind of like, he's taking on their, like what they're saying and stuff like that, but he doesn't have any, like I did a TikTok story with him the other night, you saw that one because you commented on it, and but he, like ever since he's like, oh man, can we do a TikTok? And then I'm like, I'm in a bit of a weird one because
I'm in a pickle.
I put stuff out on social media, so I'm a millennial parent with a Gen Alpha kid who is on social media, who has a platform on social media, so how the fuck am I supposed to say no?
Yeah.
So I am in a pickle, and I get that, and it's not like nobody's fault but my own, you know. I just, you just don't think of these things when, you know, it's like, it's weird. kind of thing. So it's just now, like, he's kind of grand. I feel like boys and girls are very different. I do kind of fear that Fia is going to be coming up to me when she's 2.5 going, "Mom, can we go to Boots? I want to get, like,
2.5.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, Fenty glass bomb.
Yeah. Do you know? It's just kind of, it's like, I just kind of have to play by ear and see what type of kid she's going to be and, like, try and navigate from there. But I do think, as a parent with Gen Alpha kids and looking to the future, what I'm probably going to be faced with, there probably is a bit more of an allowance with me because I have them, and there has to be. Like, you can't just, like, fucking, what's the word I'm trying to use?
You can't exclude them, but at the same time, you can give them boundaries.
Yeah, I can't gatekeep everything from them, like, you know, because they're going to have their own little friends that are doing these things as well, like, you know. And I remember being a kid and my mum not letting me do certain things and, like, thinking how unfair it was. And even now I'm looking back on, it wouldn't have been the fucking worst thing in the world if she had let me do that. Like, I wasn't looking to bungee jump off a bridge, you know. That kind of, it's just the little bits, like, it was just, I don't know, it's going to be a hard one to kind of navigate. Like, I just have to see what's going to happen because my kids are so young at the minute. But we do have a lot of opinions from women who have kids that are of age now, and they're, like, terrified.
Yeah, and I think that's, so I did put a box out because, and as I said, there was some amount of, like, because I was like, I'm not sure if everybody knows this. Everybody was like, no, we are in the know. Everybody's aware.
I wasn't. When I saw you putting it up, I was like, this, it hasn't hit my algorithm. Do you know?
Okay, yeah, well, it would be very me, wouldn't it? Like,
yeah.
But, sorry, a lot of people, I did give everybody the instruction, Google Sephora 10-year-old or Google Sephora kids. And which that will kind of, articles, shock. Articles will come up. And a lot of people did kind of actually go and then come back and be like, oh my God, and then kind of give their fresh opinions. And that's what I wanted to hear from other people because, as I said, I don't have a kid. Like, I could sit here easily and be like, no, Jen, I just wouldn't give him the tablet. I don't have a child, so I can't pretend that I would and I wouldn't. And I think that's another big thing because it's like, if a man was a, like, if men knew what it was like to be a woman, would they be seeing all this shit or would they be saying any of this stuff? Probably still, actually. But anyway,
misogyny, like, it knows no gender.
It knows no gender, exactly. But like, if I had kids, it's very easy for me to sit here and go, no, I would do X and I would do Y and I would do this and I would do that. But number one, I don't. And number two, I don't have any desire. And I also don't know what that would be like. I literally don't know what that would be like because there's so many different factors that happen with parenting. I do think that there is a lot of, and this is something I will say before we even get into the messages, I do think that there is a lot of hands-off parenting that I view. And I do wonder sometimes, why have a child if you don't want to parent them?
Yeah.
And I think that's a lot to do with, like, leaving kids unsupervised, leaving them off to their own devices, and also not really having that. Like, there's plenty of things that kids can do in groups with, like, sports groups or, you know, after schools groups. But then again, these things do cost money. So it's like, there's lots of different factors. Or if you're a parent that has a very specific job too, and it doesn't work around your shifts, or, you know, there's a ton of different things. So, but I will say, from my own outside and probably very closeted view, it does seem like a lot of parents don't actually want to parent their children.
Really?
Yeah.
I think
they have them and then try and figure it out afterwards. But I also think, like, Jen, you know, we've talked about this extensively. I don't think people think long and hard enough about having kids. And I don't believe that everybody should be a parent. I really don't.
No, that's true. Like, I get where you're coming from, and there are probably people who are like, oh, here, take the phone, go upstairs or whatever. I will say, I can, like, sometimes I'm kind of like, oh, here, take the phone or whatever, I need like 5 minutes. Bobby is a lot. He is very intense, and so that's why, like, I would be like, here, just go and sit down, don't, no talking for 5 minutes. But I'll always be in the same, he'll never have the phone out of my supervision, do you know. And, like, I know that can happen. I kind of disagree with what you're saying about the kind of not, like that, not supervising them or just kind of leaving them to their own devices. Because you can't, like, and I know you know this, but you can't control everything. Like, even if they go mm-hmm. like football training, like, you can't control what they talk about in the locker room, or, you know, like that kind
yeah.
of stuff.
Yeah.
But I do think sometimes it can just get a bit stressful, and we all kind of have a bit of a wobble now and again. It's just like, well, fuck off, watch a fucking tablet, like, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And like, that can't be helped. But I do get what you're saying about, like, people, like, even with broodiness and wanting to get pregnant and stuff like that, I don't think the older kid is taken into, like, the kid that they're going to grow into is taken into consideration. Because, yeah. like, after Fia, I would fucking love to get pregnant again, but then I'm like, I don't want another kid.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know? And I think, like, look, there's lots of parents as well who are like, I loved them at the baby stage.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
I couldn't be arsed with a baby, I love a toddler. Or I hate a toddler, I love when they're old enough to kind of, like, walk and talk and be normal. Yeah. Or I know loads of people who are like, like, if I could trade my teenager in, I would.
I know. Well, it's just, yeah. Just take that into consideration, that's, you know.
Yeah, and I think that's it. I think just a lot of, like, and it's this is only feedback from most of my friends who have had kids, that, like, have kids and are like, oh my God, this is so much responsibility. And I'm like, how is that? How is the penny? Okay.
How is this a surprise?
Like, how is that a surprise?
Yeah, I know.
You know, it's like, now, you don't know. It's like, no, I don't. I've made that choice.
Yeah. Well, no, you've thought about it extensively. I think if we all thought about it as much as you did, none of us would have kids.
Yeah.
We'd be going extinct.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Shall we get into some of the responses?
I love the way I was like, at the start of this, I'm just going to go straight into responses. Then me and you were like, well, see, my opinion is actually...
For 25 minutes in. Let's dive right in, shall we?
Let's dive right in. So I have someone here saying, I'm not loving this at all. I'm a mummy of two little girls, 9 and 4, and I'm horrified. My oldest does not have any form of social media, and I'm trying very hard to keep her away from it. Not only is there long-term implications for their lovely skin, it's making them adults in kids' bodies, and I'm not here for it. I honestly think shame on the parents for letting them do this and facilitating them by buying it. It's a firm no for me. Fair fucks to you for being able to keep them off social.
I was going to say that's a... Well, I think she means by having their own social media profiles. I don't think... Like, I feel like no matter what, a kid is going to come across TikTok. Like, I've never shown Bobby TikTok, but the next door neighbor's kid showed him. Do you know what I mean?
But then when we were younger, I remember, like, I got a mobile phone quite young, but that's because my mum had one and she won one.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was like, okay, so here's a random mobile. So I had this mobile phone. I was doing nothing on it. I was playing Snake. Do you know what I mean? And I had this mobile. I was like, right, okay, cool. But then, like, as we grew older, like, we were on MSN and all that other kind of stuff. We were on, like, no, they didn't have desktops when we were, you know, growing up. And then I remember the first time I had a laptop, I thought I was fucking, wow. I could bring the computer around with me. Whoa. Watch out.
And then there's that as well. Like, the amount of shit we used to do in the computer room in school. Like, my mom had no control over that.
Oh, no. We were, like, our computer room was so dry. Like, so but we couldn't but do like anything. That, it was so fucking dry.
We were allowed on MSN.
No, we weren't. We were, like, there was nothing. You could only do Mavis Beacon and off you go. There was nothing fun or cool in the computer room in my school. Like, there was literally nobody was doing anything. No one was, like, sneaking into the computer room to do anything cool. Like, it just wasn't happening. Like, MSN was happening after school and that's it.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, we had access to it in school, and that's because I think the teachers didn't know what it was. There was like an unwritten rule that you don't tell them what it is, because like we'd have the ECDL, like the curriculum or whatever. But then the most that I remember about our computer room was that we were left to our own devices. We had like free time, half an hour of free time. Like, so we could go on to like word art, we could do solitaire and like that. But most of us were on MSN asking people ASL.
Oh God, gas. Like, look at you. No, ours was so fucking boring. I remember that being like, let me get home so the real show can start.
Yeah, yeah. You know? Yeah. Like, but then my ma would not have had a clue. No control over that whatsoever. Mm. Now, obviously, did they even have a computer room? I'm sure they do, but like, they're going to be doing coding and stuff like that, and they're going to be much more aware these days of what the internet can do. Back then, like, they just didn't. Mm. It was such an unknown. It was still dial-up, like.
Yeah, fair. Absolutely fair. I put up a video, sorry, as well. So a couple of people responded to the video. So it was a little video, and it was two little girls. I'm going to say they were, like, 7 and 9.
Mm.
They were young. And it's kind of like...
I will say, because that is a trend at the minute, coming on and saying we're whatever they are, like millennial parents, or I'm a millennial manager, or so they were doing this in the context of Gen Alpha influencers, is it?
Yeah. That's so it's like, I'm a Gen Alpha influencer. Of course I, you know, have a 6-step skincare routine. And it, like, look, I was kind of absolutely horrifying,
yeah, but I feel like that video was done in jest. No,
it was done in jest, and I think as well, I believed what they were saying. I do believe what they were saying as well.
Mm.
And I'm like, and I think it again, it just kind of goes back into this, into the one machine where it's like, you know, someone said, so basically somebody replied saying, who's holding the camera, who is filming, who is posting, and who is buying? The parents. My 7-year-old has a birthmark on her face. She's having laser therapy on it in Crumlin. She's fastidious about SPF. She has to be. That is as far as any kid's skincare should go until they're late teens at most. This is the parents' fault, and any PR company that sends these kids' product should be boycotted, and Sephora can go and fuck themselves.
Mm.
So I don't think Sephora necessarily, like, because there is a lot of blatant marketing toward kids.
Mm.
And I think the problem is Drunk Elephant became really popular because the products, personally, I don't think the products are very good. But Drunk Elephant became a popular brand because a lot of people liked using them. Now, there was
the packaging, wasn't it?
There was this kind of thing saying, well, the packaging is like, it's white bottles with different colored neon caps. So it's like a neon pink cap, a neon blue cap, a neon green cap. And that's why kids were going for it. And then, like, there was a couple of people being like, I'm going to disprove this. I'm going to bring my kid in who knows fucking nothing about anything because she's just not into it. And I'm going to see what she picks out. So, like, this mum went in with her kid and, like, her child picked out, like, lip gloss and some smelly stuff and a couple of face masks. And she was like, so it's not that, you know? And there was a couple of people being like, no, it is that because of the caps. But I'm like, a lot of people buy products for packaging. Half the time I do it. Anyway, so it's like you're not going to be able to stop that. But I think it's more the use, because with Drunk Elephant, it has like a push-up kind of cap. Mm. So you push the cream down and it comes up the spout into like the little top part, which is like a dish almost, like a little petri dish. And then you can mix stuff in. And that's a lot of influencers do it. And it's absolutely scummy. And even when they do it, I'm like, rotten. But they like mix bronzing drops in, or they'll mix like a serum into the moisturizer in the little kind of dish at the top of the moisturizer and put it on that way. So people are just like, sorry, kids, not people. Kids are just.
Yeah, they see a potion.
Yeah, they're doing what they see other people do. Exactly. We were doing it before there was in the garden, you know? So it's not really that much of a shocker to me that it's kind of happening this way. I think the issue is there is skincare that is, if they're going to do it, there is brands that have kind of made it like a little bit softer, not so many actives. Like Bubble is huge at the moment. That's quite a Gen Z, Gen Alpha targeted brand. Same with Bioma. That's another kind of brand. And like the brands that kids should be using are like Simple, have really like natural, like normal, grand ingredients. Like things that there is brands out there that are good for teenage skin.
I was allowed to use Simple when I turned 13.
Yeah, but simpler, like when you're a teenager, I think the issue is not so much teenagers, because teenagers are also always going to experiment with makeup. It's younger kids, it's the 10-year-olds, it's the like below 12, I would say, not even tweens. It's like these are actual active children. That's the issue. So look, it's a hard, like that to me is tough to try and get around.
Yeah. Do you know what? I think like if there was more, because I'm trying to think like what's the fucking solution, because it is just capitalism at its fucking peak, like, and especially when you have, and I don't mean to offend anybody, if there's any Americans listening, it's America. Like, it's such a fucking capitalist machine. I don't feel like in European countries, and all I can really speak on is Ireland, not even the UK as such, but like I don't feel it's as in your fucking face over here, do you know? But like obviously our algorithms, I come across a lot of Americans on my algorithm, and it's like every young girl wants to be an influencer, and it's just going to keep being this big huge like carousel of like it's just going to keep happening. But I'm just like, how do you even tackle it? And it's like, to fucking just being like empowered in your own skin, is that the way forward? Like, how do you even, do you know, like trying to teach young girls that you don't need makeup, because throughout all of this influencing and like PR and all that sort of stuff, it's like you need this, do you know?
Yeah,
that's basically what people are like, that's how they sell, do you know? You need this is it's gonna do everything for your skin. Like, and a 7-year-old isn't gonna realize that they don't need fucking retinol, do you know? They just see a really pretty girl on their algorithm going, and like they're like, "Mom, guess what Santi's bringing me?" Like, you know?
Yeah, no, I know. And I think like a lot of my friends, one of them has a 10-year-old girl, and she was like, "I want Drunk Elephant and I want this and I want that on her Santa list." And she was like, "You're not getting it. You're getting Boots." And she was like, "So I got her a little moisturizer from Boots, like the Boots brand, and I got her a little cleanser from the Boots brand," and she was delighted. She was over the moon. But also, I remember writing my Santa list when I was a kid, and like I rewrote that thing 14 different times and just kept putting random stuff on it. It's like, you know, you can, there is that level of control with your own children. You can control, you know, you can control what they're, you are supposed to.
But I do think, and I don't mean to sound like a fucking tree hugger either, but I do think like if Fia came up to me and was like, "I want a load of Drunk Elephant for Christmas," I'd be like, "Why?"
Yeah.
Like, just ask why, rather than, "No, you're not getting it. You can have this." It's like, ask her why. Do you know? And then explain to her she doesn't need it.
Yeah.
And then kind of empower her as, you know, and then maybe try and sway her. But like this whole thing of like you can say no and you can control what they want, I'm just like, but I feel like that's how I was brought up, and I have a bit of, I'm a bit like fucked about certain things because it's how I was brought up. It was just a clear fucking no, and just for no reason, do you know? Whereas if it, I feel like if it was explained to me, or if, because like at the bottom of it all, you learn, your subconscious brain is built up on what you learned up from ages newborn to fucking 7 years old.
Yeah.
That if it's a positive message, you know, and that's why I'm kind of gone a lot more conscious about how I treat myself and the things that I do as well, because I'm like, my kids are learning from me as well. Like,
yeah, they absorb.
Yeah, and that it is. It's a clinical. It's proven that your belief system is built up of what you learned from when you were born up until the age of 7. That's your belief system. After that, it's unlearning.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know? So I just think, like, and I'm not saying that, oh well, those parents didn't do that. I'm not saying that, but I'm trying to figure out a fucking solution, because it is terrifying.
Yeah, no, I know. And I think it's hard as well to care. Like, it's also not just completely up to parents when...
No, it's, you know, a whole fucking... Like, it's a machine. So, like,
yeah, exactly. When there's a media machine, there's a lot more powerful people than you behind it. And it's, so there's a bit of that. Anyway, someone here said, "This is really conflicting, but we are partly to blame as parents. They watch what we watch. So if we're watching influencers use certain skincare routines and products, then we buy them and they will copy those behaviors, which is scary because the things adult skincare contains is way too harsh for young skin. If I go into Sephora, Space NK, and it's full of preteens playing with products, I'm so much more likely to walk out. So often samples and testers are ruined, not because they're being intentionally destructive, but because where are the shops for preteens to go? The high street is nothing for teens and preteens anymore, so they hang out in stores playing with or trying out makeup and cream. Bring back Tammy Girl and get Claire's back onto their game.
I was going to say, how is Claire's still surviving? It's always fucking empty.
But that's like that's a very well-rounded opinion, yeah. I would say, because like there is, but there's nowhere for anyone to fucking spend time anymore, particularly in Ireland. Like there is no community spaces. I say this often, unless you're fucking into drinking or going to a pub, like it is really hard to find stuff to do as an adult without kids also.
Yeah.
Like if you have kids, a lot of the times your weekends, you're like, I'm bringing them to this, or I'm going to the playground, or I'm going to Tate. Like I know from chatting to you, you're like doing X, Y, and Z, and then I'm bringing, you know, and that's your whole week. Like when, like if you didn't have kids, if it was just you and Adam, what are you doing this weekend?
I'd be napping.
Yeah.
Having naps.
Every single weekend, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's like with me, it's the same with me, because like every single evening, if I'm finished work, like we cook and there's that kind of routine and bits and bobs, and I am quite a busy person, but Tom isn't. You know? So it's like what do you do?
Just chill out.
Yeah. But like then chilling out gets boring, you know? Like where is the spaces? Like where is you really have to step outside of the box, I feel.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like if you find your person, like you have Tom, he has you, like you kind of just tend to stick to that.
Yeah. It's so easy to fall into a routine and kind of like.
Whereas Ray, your father would find. Oh, Jesus.
I've never seen anybody find so many tasks and things to do and jobs in my life. It's insane. Good for him.
Fantastic. Yeah. Good for him. Well, you should ask Ray.
He's always joining groups and. He's great like that. I know. And that's what I say, because I'm like, no, Carly, you could easily join like an art class. I could easily do like all these bits and bobs. But I think as well, like the mental load of like how much is expected on us all the time kind of takes its toll on all of us.
I don't want to fucking do art in the evenings.
Yeah.
Now, I do have kids. Like, but even before I had kids, like after work, I suppose my job was a bit more intense than what it is now. Like, I just didn't, I was just like, no, it's my fucking time to just chill out now. But that was routine. It was a carousel.
Someone said, do you think I can find the TikTok I want to refer to? Absolutely fucking not. But basically, it was an American girl who nannies and was making the point that it's important to remember that it's a very small and very rich group of kids and families that do this. It's not an excuse at all, but thinking of it the way that you always hear of the obnoxious, loud American when traveling, that tends to be the type of American who can afford to travel. And the same here, if parents are able / letting their kids spend $90 on Drunk Elephant. They're a very small group of people and not reflective of a general population. But also saying all that, I've lived in the States for a year and the state of Sephora at the moment. Lol.
Yeah, I suppose like what she is saying is true. It, like on a and the grand scheme of things, it's probably not as bad as that video made it out to be. But it's still happening. Like, you know, it's still...
still going down.
We're using it as a topic on a podcast, you know? I have to fucking talk about it.
I do want to say one thing, sorry. Someone wrote in to us about Cisco.
Oh. Yeah.
So last week's episode,
I think it was the week before.
Sorry, it was last week's episode was celebrities that have disappointed us.
Oh, sorry, yes.
And they had written into the box Cisco with no context, and me and you rinsed them.
Whoopsie doopsie.
They replied back, sorry, crying laughing, listen to the episode. When you put the box up last week, I got the complete wrong end of the stick about celebrities who have disappointed you, because I was like, Cisco obviously, because where's the rest of his bangers? He just left us high and dry.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Genuinely did not mean to imply anything else, and when you guys started to try and uncover something shady about him,
looking for the tea.
I was actually about to cancel my Patreon subscription because I would have been the subscriber who started a rumor about Cisco. Anyway, I love girls, it. I thought I would share it with you, but who knows? There could be more. There could be more there, and I would definitely listen to an episode on Cisco.
That is hilarious. Oh, I love that. Fuck's sake. Very good. Yeah. Right, a few from the box here. It's on the parents who give them the money and the access to this world. Wild, right?
Yeah.
No, which there is an element of that, like, you know, but, and then I do get it. Like, sometimes it's like, oh, get out me fucking hair. Here you go. Here's 20 quid. Go to whatever, like, go to BT2 and get yourself a, like, you know, I do get that. And it can be negligent on, like I do, I get it, you know. And then there's kids, like, who have pocket money now. How do kids have money these days? Do they still get pocket money?
Yeah, I think they get pocket money. Like, I was talking to my friend about this the other day. She's a 13-year-old and she gets €15 a week.
Right. Oh, now, Jesus. Right, I thought with inflation it would have been about 50. Because I used to get 50 in pounds.
I used to get €30, but I paid for my horse riding lesson with this. Right. And my horse riding lesson was 17.
Okay.
So I had, what, 13 quid?
Yeah.
So, and that's what, like, every single week, that's what I'd have my €30. And I would pay for my horse riding lesson, then I'd have 13 quid to, like, fuck around with, you know?
Yeah.
And I'd have loads of money. I was so, so, so much better with quid when I was a teenager than I am now.
Yeah, I know. Well, you see, you didn't have an awful lot of it, so you had to look after the pennies, you know?
Yeah, you really did. You were like, I'm not going to spend that on that. That's going to cost €2. That would, what happens if I want to spend my €2 on Wednesday?
Exactly, yeah. That's the thing. Bahamas skin is only further influencing this shite on kids. Let kids be kids. Bahamas skin
is so Sue's latest venture.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I think the issue with that was, like, as I said, it's a lot more complicated, because if kids are going to be shopping for skincare, you want to create a line, or like a teenage line.
Mm-hmm.
For that don't have actives, that still have that poppy kind of packaging, is one side of the, again, it's such a hard kind of thing to say, but I think the issue was, at the same time, is when the announcement was made, part of the caption was, you know, I was going to create the skincare line for my age range, and then I realized there's such a market for
oh God! Right, yeah, come here. Look at
market for, and that's, you know, that's kind of, that was part of the, that was that to me. I was like, right, you know, interpret that whatever way you will. I know,
on that note, right, what I think we should do, right, come up with deadly packaging, bulk buy a load of fucking Silcox base, right? Scoop it all into the packaging,
right?
Get it into the shops,
okay?
Right, the kid's skin is grand. We'll market it for the kids and we'll make a lot of quid off it. That's my business.
I don't think we can unscoop and rescoop. I think we could just get a formulation of Silcox base.
Could get around. Yeah. So
could just make that. You know, we didn't have to do all that. We don't have to unpackage to repackage, Jen, to be honest. We could just get formulated, fucking mad bitch.
Well, I was just making sure that it's, you know, proper Silcox base.
you'll never be a cosmetic chemist.
Well, look, if that was the fucking, was that the line that came out of Suzanne's mouth?
What?
That there was such a market, or that there was such a market for kids?
There was such a market for that generation. Sorry, I think, like, Gen Z is very different, because Gen Z are Gen Alpha is 2011 to 2025. And then Gen Z is 98 to 2010 then.
Right.
So if you're a Gen Z, like, you are, like, you're in your 20s. There's a lot of Gen Zers in their 20s. I said that right, I think.
Yeah. I was just trying to say, if Suzanne is that stupid to say that out loud, then I can be so stupid to just scoop a load of fucking Silcox face into the whole package. Right? Yeah, you're America. Fucking standard.
And look, I can see why people kicked back about it. I can see why people were kind of upset, you know. So the actual caption was, 2 years ago, a spark of inspiration ignited within me when I noticed the rising trend of skincare, especially on social media platforms like TikTok. At the time, I was in the process of creating a skincare brand for my age group. However, I quickly realized the potential to develop a skincare line specifically catered to younger demographic, including young teens into their 20s.
But that's just it. Fancy words for I'm going to make more money.
Yeah. I was blown away when my friend's kids started asking for skincare products as gifts. It made me realize that there is a significant gap in the market for an Irish skincare brand that's specifically catered to this age group. I saw an opportunity to create a cool and user-friendly skincare brand that would address all their skincare concerns.
Ah, you don't say it like that.
Yeah.
Make it, but keep all that in your head.
Yeah, with this newfound direction, I embarked on a journey with my incredible team to create a colourful, youthful and effective skincare brand that I knew would resonate with this target audience.
Ah, fuck off, the target audience.
And so Bahama Skin was born. I'm confident that Bahama Skin will not only meet the needs of young individuals, but will also exceed their expectations. Our goal is to make a significant impact in the skincare industry and become a trending sensation on platforms like TikTok. I'm confident that we can do it.
Oh no, oh God. She should have kept that in her head. She should have just said, do you know what would have been smarter? Turn around and say, is this when she stepped away from SoSu? It was about 2 years ago.
She's back involved with that. I'm not really sure. But anyway, yeah, go on.
She stepped aside because she saw how successful TikTok was and it's like because of kids. And she was like, going to get me a bit of that. But you don't say that. Like, you'd be smarter to just say, do you know what? My friend's kids were looking for skincare and I was a bit worried about them. So I fucked a lot of Silcock's face into Bahamas skincare. Just know that they're safe. Ah, she's smart but not smart enough. Do you know? She can't catch up with me. Ah, bless her. Ah, look it. Leave her to it, you know. She'll never be cancelled.
But I think that's what we got a lot. Sorry, I will say we got a shit ton of messages about it. When I put this up, we got an absolute influx of messages about specifically that. But again, as I said,
I didn't even know this was a thing. I had no idea that this was a thing.
You're not the target demographic, apparently.
I'm old. But I was thinking, like, during the week, it's kind of gas because Gen Z are like, oh shit, we're old now. And they're like, we need to like stop slagging the millennials and go against Gen Alpha. And I'm like, you're fucked because millennials have Gen Alpha kids. So now you're surrounded.
So now you've got a little fight pack on around
now
you.
Now you have Gen Alpha babies and millennial mama bears. Mm-hmm. Like, you are fucked.
Yeah.
Should have shut your fucking mouth.
And I don't think you get it. Millennials are fucking crazy. Yeah.
We went through the hardest of times.
We are the squeezed middle in actual
and walking around.
Walking around with little fucking Gen Alpha kitty winks. God bless you.
Fuck's sake. A few more submissions into the box, just general opinions. So fucked up the kids are used as content when they've no idea of internet exposure and risks. That's another side to it.
Yeah, and I do always think like there is ways, and it really just depends on your household. Like sometimes, and this is another spiral that I go into. I'm like, would I let them have a profile, but it has to be private? Would I let them do X, but it has to be what? You know, it's like, oh, so hard.
I'm hoping by the time my kids are of age that it's just going to be as irrelevant as Facebook and it's just going to be WhatsApp groups. Do you know?
Why WhatsApp?
I was like, what else do you need to talk to your mates on? Like,
I don't know. I don't know. I literally don't know. I was in Penny's today and I'm guessing girls around 12-ish over picking up face masks. Makes me sad. I have a 1-year-old and I want her to live as a young and careless child for as long as she can. But it seems the world has changed just so much. Also, their poor skin. I'm no skin expert, but I'm fairly sure 90% of the stuff they'll use will wreck their precious little faces.
I know, yeah. Some of them are just parents trying to live out their dreams. It's so sad. I do. There is an element of that. You do see it, like.
Yeah, there is a bit of that too, unfortunately.
There's a bit of that. What do they call it? Vicarious living.
Living vicarious. I think it is, like, a lot of the times you can be like, oh, that's so cute. And it is adorable. Like, let's not lie, it is fucking adorable. Do you know what I mean? I think it's gas.
When it's harmless, but, like.
They want to be like Matt. Do you know? They want to be like their mum, and that is cute. Like, say what you want. When Fia starts picking up stuff to try and emulate you, you're like, you're adorable.
Yeah, I know. When it's harmless, kind of like playing dress up or whatever. Do you know, if you're playing with the kid and like you're playing dress up or doing dad's nails or whatever, that kind of stuff. But
I do think it's hard to be cool, isn't it? Like, it's hard to be relevant and cool because, like, I was at a dinner at Christmas and all of like most of the women there, I was the youngest person there, and most of the women there were like have kids that are teenagers, like have teenage children. Mm-hmm. And they are, what is it? What's the generation above us? X, is it?
Gen X? No. Yeah, and then boomers.
Gen X and then boomers. Yeah, a lot of them were Gen X. And we were chatting away about like skincare, and they were like, oh God, it's like, we were talking about bullying in secondary school, and we were talking about like loads of different things. And they were saying, oh my God, yeah, I have to ask your opinion because you're really into beauty and you're an influencer. And like, my daughter just like, she wants Junk Elephant. What's the crack? Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, so I was like telling them, I was like, be really careful. There's a lot of actors, all that other stuff. And they were like, right, I'm going to tell them, I'm going to go home and I'm going to tell her that like this cool influencer. And I was like, they're not going to think I'm cool. Do you know what I mean? It's like, those kids are going to be like, who is that nan?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
They're never. I was like, good for you. Not going to work.
Yeah.
It's like, cool. Yeah. And then you'll show them my profile and they'll be like, who is that walking dust box?
Who's that corpse? She's nearly dead.
Honestly. They'll be like, who's that 65-year-old woman telling? But I was for you. You can say you went to this the cool, younger model. They'll be like, Gen that X one was 105.
Yeah. Gen X is actually gas. Do you know what? I still can't get over how they're still, like, I go on Facebook now and again, and for some reason they'll do, and you see it on Maz and a Rant as well, they'll put up a post and it has that, you know, the emoji or the bitmoji, whatever you make of yourself, and it has a load of laughy faces in the back, and it's just asking, like, does anybody know when Centra's open? Like, why the big logo?
The big poster?
Like, why the poster? Yeah. I don't get it. And then I'm like, do they realise that they've done that? And then they're just like, ah, fuck it.
Yeah. No,
it's fucking hilarious. Right, a few more opinions. Terrifying, imitating what older girls do online. They shouldn't be exposed to social media. It's very hard with TikTok and the likes of it doing the rounds. Like, it's just very hard to not expose them to, like, unless if you're willing to sit there and do stuff with them, it's, you know what I mean, they're going to see it. Like, there's even the kids, like, we did an episode about YouTube kids before, or we didn't do an episode about it, but we were talking about it in at large, because there's a lot of, and I've seen it, like, kids that it's their careers, their parents filmed them, and they're like doing these scenarios, and there's all these graphics on it, and like, they make fucking millions off it. And then they make it look so fun. That's like, that's what the kids are watching. That's what's coming up on their algorithms. Like, it's just,
I don't believe
they're watching Coconut.
Yeah, but I don't, like, and I get that people are like, oh, well, like, if they're not, like, they have to watch stuff that's catered to them. And I'm like, they shouldn't be on a platform like that.
Yeah.
Like, kids shouldn't be like, and I know it's like Peppa Pig, like, kids TV. Yeah, fine.
Mm.
All that other kind of stuff. But then it's like, I think the problem is with places like YouTube and TikTok is that they can find anything. They can explore anything. Whether it's the TV, it's just what's put in front of you, and it has to be mass marketed. It has to be checked.
Yeah, I know.
Whether it's like, and you can put parental controls on a lot of stuff, which is grand. But like, I think there is that real, like, well, I get it. They're like, oh, there's a market for that. I'm like, that doesn't mean there should be a market for it though.
Mm, yeah.
Like, there is a market for everything. Of course there's a market for everything.
Yeah.
And most products are marketed towards the most vulnerable of us.
Yeah.
As humans, but it doesn't mean there should be.
I know, it's a fucking hard one to navigate. Like, what? And then we won't actually know the results of what it's like to grow up in this generation with all that's going on until like 10, 20 years down the line. Like, what's the result of it, you know? It's hard, it's mad. This needs to stop. Found my 11-year-old cousin using Pixi retinol toner. That's harsh. I can't even use that.
That's like, Pixi stuff is active.
That,
like,
that peels the fucking skin off, you like.
Yeah, that's active.
Jesus.
You have to like build up to that. And I think that's another thing. Like, and it's funny because I keep forgetting, like, adults are as thick as kids are sometimes. Like, the amount of my friends who are like, I tried retinol, my skin's fucked. I'm like, what percentage? They're like, I think it was 1. I'm like, oh my God, you have to start on 0.3, you mad cunt.
Yeah, and build it up, like.
And build it up and, like, whacking it on your skin every night. I'm like, Jesus Christ, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
So I'm like, adults aren't even doing that. Why am I expecting, like, kids aren't going to look that up?
To be fair, I looked at the back of a few of, like, you know, labels on household cleaning and stuff recently, and I was like, I've never done this before. I've been using these all wrong. None of us ever look at instructions unless if it's something brand new and a bit more complex. None of us ever, like, do me a favor this week, just read the back of one label.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just a bottle of bleach, the floor cleaner, like something, and just see shampoo. You know what I mean? Like, we're using everything wrong.
Everything wrong.
We never, ever look. So we can't expect the kids to teach them to read the back of the label. Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe, but we don't even fucking do it ourselves.
We don't even fucking do it. So, again, unlearning. Inappropriate. Let kids be kids. They'll be up to high dough by the time they're 15. Horrifying. A load of horrifying emoji face. Disgusting. They'd be like those little beauty queens, which I don't agree with. Parents should be ashamed. Oh, that's an opinion. Toddlers in tiaras, like.
That there's what?
They're like toddlers in tiaras. Now, not... It's not to that scale. Obviously, the parents are heavily involved in that, like the little beauty pageants and stuff like that. But it's not far off. Do you know? Like, we all thought that was fucking horrifying, toddlers in tiaras.
But it's done. And I think what's mad about toddlers in tiaras and like dance moms and all that other stuff is you are putting kids into things that are effectively... like adult situations, like competing and all those other things, and it's more for their little brains to kind of understand, and that's, you know, that's why I think we're all like, that's fucked up, because you see how much like pressure's on them, you see how much they're getting like shouted at and screamed at, and you're like, this makes me feel weird.
I know, you know, very uncomfortable watching.
Yeah, my cousin is a wannabe one of these. She's 11. She got all the skincare off Santa, etc. Us older cousins tried to talk to her aunt, her mom, out of it. As an iPad kid, us older ones, a mix of 21 to 30 year olds, we always knew she was a different breed from how we were brought up and what we observed as kids and how different we were. Next to no screen time because the technology wasn't there. Zero choice with things. What our parents said goes. We were left to entertain ourselves and think for ourselves. She's none of that. I mean, obviously, when we were their age, we got into trends, yes. But looking at her, it's terrifying because she is so... I don't even know how to describe it. But she's like a robot who doesn't think for herself and lives online in the worst way possible. We begged her aunt not to spend money on drunk elephant fur for Christmas. And we were told she won't use them. It's just for the video. They all make videos. And we were like, right, okay. Well, you need to make sure that she doesn't. Especially after we saw she got her strong retinol and all that shite. Fast forward to a family event last night, aunt remarking, I just don't know what's wrong with her skin, and asking us for tips. She's in bits. Definitely has been using all the retinol and everything like it, but going back to the robots and not thinking for themselves, it's actually very scary. She's no independent thoughts, and she's never left alone to entertain herself, and she wouldn't know what to do if she was. She's not even an influencer, but every single one of them these days are trying to be, and that is terrifying. So that's a first hand.
Yeah. Fucking hell.
Yeah, and I think like it's like with smoking and drinking, isn't it? Like,
yeah,
you can't do these things, and they're like way down the field. Fuck. With a fag and an agon, like scalding, and this time it's like they're in the fucking bedroom with a retinol and a vitamin C serum, and they're mixing them together, and I'm like, they can't be mixed. Like,
again, I think it just goes back to like asking them why they want to use this and talking them around it, you know what I mean? Yeah. Because I don't think just like no for no reason or no with no reason is the answer either, because that's when kids tend to rebel, because they're not allowed these things and there's no context given or there's no reason why they can't. Like I know I sound fucking high and mighty like saying that, but
yeah,
I think it's probably just the best solution
to get into
their little brains that they don't need it. Like,
yeah. And I have one from a secondary school teacher, which I think is interesting.
Secondary
school teacher here. It's honestly terrifying. Girls as young as first year, 12 and 13, come to school every day with tan, gel extensions and eyelash extensions. Some of them can fly away with them when they're so thick. Joking aside, I feel like because of this, there's so much pressure on young girls to look like influencers and to have everything that they have. I can only imagine the financial pressure that puts on parents too. One student told me she was up before 6 a.m. because she had to put on her Penny's individual lashes because she couldn't get an appointment this week for her extensions. Like, what? I also find all individuality is gone. There's students who look like carbon copies of each other, and that it's very difficult to tell them apart. I also find that they have no aspirations anymore and they lack work ethic. I know that might seem like a very blanket statement, but if you ask any of them what they want to be when they grow up, it's an influencer or a TikToker. Discussing any other careers that aren't social media based with them almost disgusts them. And they're like, but why would I do that when I can just X, Y, and Z? It worries me that most of them will never feel content with what they have or with their lives in general as they consume too much of this unattainable content. Those who do build a platform open themselves up for being targets of bullying and manipulation from peers and those who are supposed to protect them. To conclude my rant, having young girls so chronically online is dangerous to their mental health, self-esteem, and their individual development.
Yeah.
And I do agree with that.
Yeah.
And it's actually, like, it's more like the how, you know?
Yeah, and that's coming from a teacher that's seen multiple, like, it's not just one individual case, like, it's
years and years of girls floating around the school.
Fucking hell. I wonder, like, do you know the way that they used to have the, or they probably still do it, they, you know, you go to the RDS and you look it up at all these, like, career days and stuff like that?
Yeah, yeah.
Do they do that? Or is that just something that I think that they do because it's been on the telly in American shows?
See, it's a hard one because I always say, like, the downside, like, me and you are both on the internet, and I would say we are, like, nearly chronically on the internet, but I wouldn't say my internet use is anywhere near that of a teenager, let's just say. But there's plenty, like, I think there is a real, I think there's a lot of confusion with what success looks like in those careers.
Yeah, because I was going to say, if you actually got an influencer to talk to teenagers about what it's like to be an influencer, I don't think there'd be as much.
Like, there's like plenty of people that I speak to and they nearly shit themselves when I tell them the reality.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what did you think? Like, and I think there is this kind of common conception because, like, when we grew up with, like, Hollywood and all these, this kind of other stuff, it's like, if it's behind a screen, it's ultimately glamorous. Or, you know, if it's Instagrammable, it's very glam.
No.
Or if it's like, looks like a cute, if it's aesthetically pleasing, it's all very glam. It's like, there's like, I see it all the time, particularly with fucking podcasts nowadays. You know, where everybody takes them up and then they don't actually realize how hard it is to keep one going and how hard it is to actually put the work in and make sure that you have an audience. And a lot of people give up. Like, I cannot begin to express how many podcasts have been started in 2022 and 2023 that are no longer going.
Yeah, I know.
Just because they didn't actually realize that they were going to, like, I think a lot of people think they're going to start a podcast and they're going to make they're going to be on, like, Joanne and Vogue money from it.
Yeah, yeah.
And build a life.
I mean, they're going into fucking studios as well.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
They're not even.
And a studio is making money off you, you know?
Yeah, like, you're not. It's going to cost you money to do that. Like, it's just, I don't know. Yeah, I like that. I feel like if there was kind of talks from actual, like, influencers to go in and tell these teenagers the realities of it, it might knock it on the head a little bit.
Yeah. And I don't think it's like, I don't think you need to send in, like, Suzanne and very successful, very, very, like, Charlene Murphy or, you know, those would mean that, like, I'd be like, get someone who's, like, still actively trying to make a living from it and it's difficult. Like, get somebody who isn't, like, top tier.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that is, like, the 1%, you know? But I do think Ireland, like, I know what you were saying earlier about America. I think Ireland is fucking rampant.
Yeah, but the more stories that I hear, it's becoming a bit more obvious now. Like, I just haven't seen, and again, it's not really coming up on my algorithm anyway, just, like, young girls doing the bits and bobs on. Like, I do see some of the people that I know, their kids coming on going like, hi guys, today I'm going to do a hair tutorial. But it just looks like messing to me.
Well, there is a lot of, like, my friends would send me videos of their kids being like, hi guys, it's me. And it's, like, hilarious because it's like they're sending it to me. It's not going anywhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It's like they're doing the thing with the product, you know, where they put their hand behind it and they're like,
I'm hitting like, pan.
Yeah, smirking at the camera. Yeah, hilarious. Yeah. Like, and you're like, that's so cute. But then it's like, oh, why is that on the internet?
Yeah, I know.
Keep it in the group chat, you know?
Okay, somebody here thinks, right, so they're saying legitimately terrifying. I feel like there has to be some parental pressure behind it. I don't. I think the kids are well capable of doing this on their own.
I think they're well capable of doing themselves. I disagree.
That video that you showed, like, obviously the parent is, like, filming it and putting it up on their TikTok and stuff like that. I get where that's coming from. But again, I think that video was done in jest.
Yeah.
Like, I just, there are, and obviously there's going to be parents that are just like, yeah, yeah, like encouraging it, you know. Yeah, I think the majority of parents are probably going, what the fuck?
Yeah.
If their kids were acting like this. Yeah. Unnecessary damage being done to developing skin, undue pressure on parents. Oh God, did not know about this, creepy. As a mother of a 5-year-old girl, this petrifies me. Let kids be kids and stop encouraging this.
Yeah. Love this topic. The recent launch of Bahama Body skincare range made me realize how geared toward children it was, given the bright neon and the pastel packaging and the affordable price tag as well. I saw it in Dunn's the other day. If children are using products, they should be supervised. And if they're doing content, well, that's a whole other story. I'm not nearly surprised Gen Alpha are putting themselves online, as don't younger generations always do what a few years older are doing. BBC spoke to a dermatologist about kids using skincare, and they're all saying there's dangers where children using the products with acids in them, etc., as there's no need and they can damage their skin. God knows what it's doing to skin that needs absolutely nothing on it. Now, this is like, the Bahama line doesn't have actives in it.
Mm.
Do you get me? So it's like, there is an argument there saying they're going to use it, so create something safe for them to use.
Yeah, but it's the statement I should put out, though.
I think that's what people have a problem with. I think that's where the backlash is coming from.
I'm going to make money off your kids.
I think when you use things like a market, there's a market, yeah. I'm like, this Target. Is all lingo that I use like in my marketing job. You know what I mean? I was like, this is like strategy talk. You know what I mean?
Talking about demographics, Sue.
Yeah.
Calm it down.
Yeah, that's I think, like, and there is always, you could say that about product in general, but I'm like, if you're filling a gap, if there's a need there and you want to fill that gap with things that are safe, like, it would have been very different, I think, if it was like, look, developing a skincare line, blah blah blah, whatever, that market I realized was saturated. For me, it could be like, that was a saturated market. Now again, you would never say these things.
No, you wouldn't.
I don't know, it's fucking mad. Like, to me, like, yeah. I'd love to rewrite that statement, but alas,
it's done.
Alas, it has been out quite a while. But and that's what I mean, I'm like, if there is a market there, 100%, if kids are gonna fucking use skincare, like, and they are, try and take all the nasties out of it. Try and make it that it's not going to fucking fry their face off.
And that's fair enough, yeah.
Put it in the packaging that they do like.
Mm.
But like...
there's no actives in it either. It's just like, what's the point? Just to placate the kids, I suppose.
Yeah. So that they're putting money into that instead of money into something else. I don't know.
I know, yeah, jeez.
I don't know. I'm fucking up.
Another person thinks it's obviously the parents forcing them into this, making money off their little backs. I think that's in relation to the video that you shared.
Yeah.
There is definitely an element to that, and then YouTube as well, with like the kids and their, like, these massive houses and the Wendy houses and the fucking pools and all this role playing. That's mad. Three words, what the fuck? I'm all for a bit of tinted moisturizer at age 12, but like, I had to sneak makeup out to put it on. I was the same, like, their little skin would be destroyed. I had to sneak makeup out into school all the time. Oh, that was my response. It's because of the screen time. Blame the millennials. So wrong. I hate that everything is now for show, for likes, keep kids innocent. Yeah, like, it's just, yeah. It's basically, oh God. It's just a bit mad.
I have another secondary school teacher here. She said, I'm a secondary school teacher, and I see the pressure that the girls are under from social media and their peers. They're 12, 13-year-olds with a fresh set of lashes and acrylics every 2 weeks. Unfortunately, I think social media is making them grow up too quick. They feel so much pressure to look perfect. I'm shocked that, like, gels and acrylics are still a thing, as I sit here with my BAB lash. But honestly, I thought that BAB and, like, shellac and all that was in. No?
The gels and the acrylics?
That's so 2000 and late, you know what I mean?
Okay,
the words of Fergie.
I don't, like, it's because of the tapping and all that sort of stuff. I haven't got my nails done in I don't know how fucking long. Jesus, it's just never been a thing for me. I never really got it. But like each to their own, I suppose. So their nails are going to be fucking wrecked. Be way for him, like.
Yeah. Get the BAB, girls.
I still don't trust the BYAB. I had BYAB and it was fucking my nails up again. I'm better off just going.
You had BYAB once. I've had BYAB for four years.
No, twice.
Okay.
Three times, I think.
Well, here I am 4 years later.
I know, but have you had it off?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
And your nails are all right?
Yeah. Better than they were without it.
Jesus, And my nails are just better off with it. Now, they're all different shapes. I definitely don't look after them the way that I should. One is square, one is oval,
one is square. One's very square.
If you're too young to pronounce the word influencers, then you shouldn't bloody be one. That's what somebody else said. New age equivalent of mad dance moms. Yeah, that's what somebody else said as well. I just wonder if parents are monitoring the TikTok posting or are they encouraging it? Like, I would imagine any parent that has a kid on TikTok would be monitoring it.
Wow. So, yeah.
I couldn't see them not doing that. And then encouraging it, there's probably an element of, ah, look at me TikTok. Ah, that's marvelous, honey. Yeah, go on. And then going back to our
own. Jesus, you're brilliant at the dance.
Yeah.
It's scary, but from a plus side, it has made my 13-year-old second-year daughter do her science CBA on the difference of pH levels and cheap versus expensive cleansers. When I was 13, we had water.
Hard water and soft water. And now litmus test.
Thankfully, my 11-year-old has no interest, but I would not be buying her adult skincare regardless. It's way too much and it is ridiculous. sweet Jesus, that's shocking. Someone just said.
This one, I love this one. At their age, I was trying to figure out how people got cars into shopping centres. You know when they promote a car for sale outside the cinema?
Someone said, this is wild. I could not believe Sosu ChatGPT'd a generated caption on how she wants to capitalize on young people.
That is exactly what she did, folks. That makes more sense. Much more sense.
Go on.
What the actual Mary Poppins on crack fuck?
That's a phrase. Let's take that one in.
Submission, yeah. Fucking terrifying. Of 2-year-old daughter, and I don't know how to keep her safe growing up online. I know. We just have to fucking see.
I know. My sister's stepdaughter asked for a La Mer moisturizer from Santa. She's 11.
La Mer. I've heard La that's Mer. Good, is it? What's like the active in that?
Algae. It's like 350 quid a tub.
I just go in and dunk my face in the sea.
But a lot of people are now saying that they've gotten Ponds?
Ponds.
Look cold it up, cream. La Mer and Ponds cold cream, and I'm pretty sure that they have the same ingredients apart from the algae complex. But that is apparently the algae complex is what makes La Mer La Mer. You know, so I'm like, I think that was the whole point.
Right, okay. So could you get it from your brother-in-law's fish tank? That's what I
want to
know.
Jen's like, I need to make a skincare line. Silcox base and fish tank moisturizer. I'm just putting it out now. If Jen ever fucking dares launch a beauty line,
just be
do not buy it. It has not been well thought through. She has no idea what she's doing.
Oh, fucking hell.
My 11-year-old has been destroying her skin using my skincare on the sly. She has a good cleanser and a moisturizer. That I have gotten her, but she wants the retinol, the serums and the actives because that's what all her friends at school are talking about. It's awful. I've had to hide all my bits to stop her from giving herself a chemical burn.
Jesus.
See, that's what's even worse when you're like, okay, I'll get you a nice cleanser because you're allowed to use a cleanser because you're a teen, and I'll get you a nice moisturizer because you're allowed to use a moisturizer again because you're a teen, and then fuckers are still going into your cupboard and getting whatever they want out of it.
I know. I'm going to have to screenshot this and enlarge it because it's a notes submission.
Oh, that's okay.
Love that.
It's terrifying. Why do 10-year-olds have a better skincare routine? Not that they need it than me. I don't even know of these viral products that they're using. And who is funding it?
Yeah, it is hard to know like where they're getting the money from. If somebody else asked that as well. As a mom to a 4-year-old, this 4-year-old girl, this terrifies me. And she used to watch Diane on YouTube. Diana is one of them, one of these kids. I think she might be Polish or Russian or something like that. But the whole family gets involved. It's like a role play thing. And it's like, Dad, come watch me do this. And like they play shop and all this stuff. Like fucking massive house in America somewhere, and they like they just have every room just seems to be set up for this like playtime, and there's a load of she's got songs on Spotify, she's merch, like she's one of these YouTube kids.
Yeah.
But the kids love her, and like they're generally, unless the kid wants to emulate it or do the same thing, they're generally harmless enough.
Yeah, as I'd say, they're not really. Like,
yeah, they're not marketing at and or at like that, and it's on YouTube Kids, so there's not even ads on YouTube Kids. They have normal YouTube channels as well, which I'm sure they monetize, but they make a lot of this stuff available on YouTube Kids just for kids to watch it for a bit of fun. So it's a six... Oh, sorry. Oh, yeah, this is the... She's explaining who Diana is as well. She's a six-ish year old girl who does this little kind of mini acted out scenarios. In one episode, Diana looks in the mirror and says, "Oh no, I'm not pretty." Oh, okay, I didn't see that one. And then she proceeds to cake herself in makeup, gets her hair done, puts on a princess dress, and then looks in the mirror and says, "Okay, now I'm beautiful." It actually made me so angry that this crap is allowed. Here's me like singing Diana's praises. It's just her and her little family that I've seen like doing like driving around these little cars and all. Yeah. It actually made me so angry that this crap is allowed, and it's also sad for that little girl whose parents obviously encouraged it. Blocked the channel from my YouTube Kids app. Thankfully, my daughter is only 4, and I can shield her from this stuff as much as I can. As much as possible for now. But I dread to think what it will be like in 6 years' time. Like,
yeah.
Same hon. I'm in the same boat, kind of. I feel like it's probably
I'm annoyed.
I've never fucking seen that episode. Like, you know, usually they're just like fishing stuff out the swimming pool and, you know, making ball pits and, you know, stuff like that, like harmless and stuff. But is a bit the little bits like that that a kid probably would pick up on, you know?
Yeah.
Like, she was right to block the channel after saying that. I'd be annoyed as well. You know,
you're gonna block the channel now.
Fucking watch it anymore. Now he just watches YouTube shorts, and it's all like Minecraft and Fortnite gameplay. That's all he watches.
Boring. I don't know where to start with this. I teach 10-year-olds, and the stuff they're exposed to is bloody worrying. One kid was talking about furries last week.
Furries? What's Jen. That? What? Jen. What is it?
Furries.
Yeah.
Is when people dress up in like animal costumes to shag.
Fuck off.
Did you not know this?
No. I must be on a very safe algorithm. I must have parental child locks on my own algorithm.
Now, I don't know there's a lot. There's another... Sorry. So furries, technically, like I got the definition because there's like furries in of sexual nature, let's just say. There's furries, which the dictionary has now defined as an enthusiast for animal characters with human characteristics. In particular, a person who dresses up in costume as such a character or uses one as an avatar online. So like there's, it's, I'm not sure if you've seen one, it's kind of like, imagine Teletubbies with fur and a human face. It's kind of.
All I'm thinking of is fucking Chewbacca. He's a bit of a human face.
Yeah, and there is like there's a real look, there's Pornhub categories for it, is all I'll say.
Really?
Yeah. And that's where I first learned about it, actually. I didn't realise that it was like there was less of a sexual nature going on with them too.
There is, but everything. There's a sexual side to everything, and then there's the innocent side of everything, you know?
Yeah.
People trying to get by.
Yeah, she said, well, yeah, it's just me and you trying to make a podcast. She said, another came into school today with false eyelashes. As a teacher, I'm blue in the face from discussing the importance of being safe online and social media. We've had meetings with police and parents so they can explain the dangers and safety tips, but it doesn't get through. But again, this is what I mean about, like, it's who's delivering the message. Like, kids don't care about adults. Like, they don't think adults are cool, and they're not going to retain, like, they see adults as a buzzkill no matter what.
Yeah.
Like, they're never going to turn around. Like, some people have the illusion that their kids listen to them. Like, no kids, like, they listen to their parents to a certain kind of level, but then they don't, like, no matter what, like.
Somebody here said, at age 10, they shouldn't have access to the internet to be influenced. I think that's kind of an impossible feat. this day and age.
There was that woman who said that her daughter doesn't have thing.
She doesn't have socials, but I wouldn't say she's no access at all.
Huh.
Do you know? I don't. I personally think it's very hard to get away from this these days. Like, it's, you would want to be on them, on their hip 24/7 and keeping them entertained, or like, I don't know any 10-year-old that would just sit in their own room and like colour, do you know?
Yeah. Kids all try to emulate people they look up to. We all wanted what our older sisters had. And because children have access to social media at such young ages, they're seeing what teens and early 20-year-olds are doing and they want to emulate it. Like, we know the why.
Mm.
Like, we know why, but I think it's just the like, what happens from here. I have a 9-year-old daughter begging for drunk elephant skincare. Needless to say, she was told no. I also think Sosu has aimed her new skincare range at very young kids and tweens. It's crazy and sad, seeing as they're all profiting from insecurity in young girls. Hopefully hopefully it's a trend that will go away soon.
Yeah. We'll just have to see what way it does go, like, because at the minute it's just
great
smells out. Yeah.
It's going to be hair next, unfortunately.
I know.
And then on to body.
Oh, fucking hell. Hopefully it doesn't get that far. Like, we should be, like...
Well, that's what's, like, next. Not
regression. Yeah, it's fucking mental. Mm-hmm. We should wrap this up.
Yes, we should.
We should. I have an unpopular opinion before we go. Hear me out, right? Fellas, particularly older gentlemen with kind of longer hair, it does something to me. I don't know.
Oh my God. That's not an unpopular opinion. That's a popular opinion.
But I'm talking like, and I don't know what it is. So I'm like, let's leave his actions aside. I'm just talking about the aesthetics exclusively here. Like Johnny Depp with his long hair. I don't know what it was. It was just like, okay. Take me. Like, you know, that kind of, I was just like, you look good. You look fucking good. And now I'm watching Brassic and there's like a bad guy in it. His name is Terence McCann. Very similar. Older gentleman, the kind of little, like the long hair. And I'm just like, you, I shouldn't be attracted to you, but I am. And I can't stop looking at you. You and Michelle Keegan. That's why I'm watching this show.
You're loving it.
I'm loving
I think it's to do with confidence, though. I'm like, it does take confidence to have long hair as a dude. You know what I mean? As a guy, like, it is against the norms. Just like it takes a lot of confidence for a girl to have short hair, I feel, you know?
Yeah, I suppose. Like, do pixie that shit.
Yeah. That shit up, you know?
Yeah.
Or shave that head. Because it's like, hair is so attached to femininity. And I think that's why it's like, if a man is seen to be rocking long hair, you're like, he doesn't give a fuck about nothing. He don't like, care about nothing.
It's the same vibe as what you were saying for your unpopular opinion before, men with like painted nails. You're just like, oh.
You're like, you don't give a fuck about nothing, do you? Like,
you with your little confidence. Yeah. You imagine. Yeah, no, I like that. I don't know. I don't know what it is. Right, we hope you enjoyed. We're going to go and record our Patreon now, if time will allow. This went over a little bit.
I hope you enjoyed it. There's a lot of opinions there, as I said. It's a very nuanced, we're going to be learning more and more and more. And this is kind of like, sorry, the Sephora quote unquote 10-year-old trend is like something that is just becoming bigger and bigger because a lot more people have stories.
Yeah.
I don't think this is something that we're going to be talking about in 6 months' time, but I think children using skincare is definitely something that we're going to be looking into for a long time.
And on that note, my skincare will be launching in July.
Yeah, can't wait for Jen's skincare. I'm going to be really FDA approved.
We don't have the FDA here, Carla. Okay.
You'll never be glamour. You'll never be glamour.
FDA's standards are really fucking low.
What's the European EU regulation? Is it just EU?
Yeah, do they EU have regulations, but they're like so much more strict.
EU and Australia are the hardest to pass.
FDA is like, fuck, I could do it.
Like, I think you will with your silicone.
I don't know why. It's just so fucking popular. Like, oh, is it FDA approved? Is it FDA approved? And like, I used to think that as well, because it used, remember years ago when there was like the skinny teas and the skinny wraps and, you know, all these things. And it was like, oh, it's FDA approved. It's FDA approved. And we were thinking about getting something into the pharmacy where I used to work before. There was like a bit of a question mark over it. And we were like, but it's FDA approved. And the pharmacist was like, you know what else is FDA approved? And we were just like, oh, shit. Okay. So it's not. It's just this thing that we all fucking like look up to. EU regulations are so much better.
Yeah, no, I know that. Yeah. I know that.
You know, just, I don't know, it's madness. Right, go on, we let's just go fucking keep rambling. Right, go on, we talk to you next week. Bye. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.